You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And this is a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road. It is a Paint the Town Browns Friday, and a bunch of people are here partaking. There's food and activities, some games to play, interactive stuff. Chomps is going to be showing up here. Felix Wright, former Browns defensive back, will also be on hand to sign some autographs, pose for some pictures. We'll have him on the show at the bottom of the hour. And we'll also be hearing from Bernie Kosar at the top of the hour by phone. Bernie will check in by phone, but we'll talk with Bernie about Sunday's game. 2 days away, Browns opening the season against the Miami Dolphins. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Nathan is back in Berea. Nathan, let's go to the phones. And you're dialing us up, by the way, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And Bob in Midland, Texas has done that. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, Midland, Texas, the home of the great right tackle for the former Cleveland Brown, Ryan Tucker.
Okay.
Hey, and I was really excited about the Brown season, you know, watching the preseason, see how the Browns are really looking. We're really excited about this year's season, yes. You know, I've seen the Steelers having so much trouble, their offensive line, and then watching last night, seeing the Ravens get tore apart, I see so much possibilities. Yet, today, I pull up Twitter a little while ago, and I see Reuben has a calf injury, screens on the bike, and I'm going, oh, here we go again. Can we not stay healthy? We need Reuben. Can you give me any information about, say, it's the other calf? What's going on?
Thank you for the call. By the way, we don't have any specifics beyond what the injury report says, but guys are going to be hurt. It does happen. I know what you're suggesting, that, you know, it just happens to this team, and nothing could be further from the truth. Ask the Baltimore Ravens about their injury situation. They couldn't get through a game without, you know, having an issue now at right tackle, a big one with Michael Orr, and then other people, Jacoby Jones. I mean, It happens. That's the nature of this game. Hopefully these things will not be the kind that hamper these guys too much or keep them out. We know Barkevious Mingo won't be playing. He's dealing and recovering from that bruised lung. So not a big surprise there, Nathan. I think we thought all along he wasn't going to be able to play in the opener.
Yeah, it's not a surprise there, and I don't think, you know, you just want to see him get healthy so that he can play this season. It sounds like he's making some progress, but the injury to screen is what scares me. Reuben, if he's not able to play, they do have depth on that defensive line, but if screen is unable to go, the Browns have three cornerbacks on the roster active in a game.
It's a terrible time, and that's usually what happens, is that unfortunately these injuries come at places where you don't have the greatest depth, and depth is a big, big concern at corner. And now, you know, you're asking, along with Chris Owens, to be the guy who's a veteran, and I don't worry about him holding things down on the outside, but the question is, that's where Buster Screen is the key, on the inside, working in that nickelback area. Will he physically be able to do that? And if he doesn't play, is Leon McFadden, the rookie, ready to take that over? And that's a big question mark. Alan in Orlando joins us now. Hey, Alan.
I'm in a draft tomorrow, NFFC main event, 1 point PPR, 12 teams. And I don't know how to factor in what happened yesterday, the great performances. How much does it move up Thomas? How much does it move up Peyton? Even if it can't cover that on the scope of this call, is there anywhere I can go? Do you have a service that offers information like that?
Oh, he just might. Thank you, Alan, for the call. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah, obviously, you know, you're getting one great game out of him, so it certainly helps it. But for the most part, I feel the same way about everybody in that game that I did coming into it. Peyton Manning, obviously going to be a stud. He was my number three quarterback for the year. Demaryius Thomas was a top seven receiver. Wes Welker, a top 14 receiver. Eric Decker a little bit farther down. But yeah, it obviously factors in because you can bank one dominant performance. So certainly if you're deciding between comparable guys, take the guy who's already had a great game.
216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Would love your Browns questions and hit us with those. I know we got a great fantasy expert, and he will do that at some point, dispense that. But, that's kind of the regular thing he does. Let's try to stick to Browns. We got a big game in 2 days. Paul in Athens, Ohio with us now. Paul, what's up, man?
Hi there. I just think that the Browns can take a little bit of credit for how horrible the Ravens looked, because I think we probably missed Mr. Kruger on defense quite a bit.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I think you miss Paul Kruger, his presence, and, you know, you get all that narrative through the offseason. Well, he fed off of Terrell Suggs. He benefited because others were getting to the quarterback. I don't think there's any argument that a player is made better by teammates, but I think he did his share to make other guys better, Nathan.
He certainly did. I think, obviously, they get to bring in Elvis Dumervil to replace him, and Dumervil had a sack in that game and looked pretty good, I would say. But, yeah, there's an intangible that he brings. Listen, and he's a guy who's proven that he can step up on the biggest stage that this game has to offer. In the Super Bowl last year, 2 sacks on 19 snaps from Paul Kruger. So, certainly, it changes the chemistry. They've lost a lot of people off of that defense, and ultimately, could the defense be as good or better in Baltimore by the end of the season? We could look back and say that. Absolutely. But in the early part of the season, getting these guys, it's not like the NBA where you can just bring guys in and, you know, you have to work out a little bit of chemistry, but ultimately there are just 5 guys out there. There are 11 people playing defense, and they've changed out from last year's starters, you know, more than half of them. So it will take some time for this Baltimore defense, and you saw that yesterday as they were literally dissected by a surgeon in Peyton Manning.
He was that, and incredible, amazing. How do you get better every year? Because he's better. He looked better last night than I've ever seen him, and it wasn't even just the way he threw the ball. That was good enough, and the decisions he made there. It was the whole pacing of the offense, and he's been running this thing where he runs the show at the line and calls the signals and basically, again, functions as his own coordinator as he's seeing things. It's an amoeba-style approach where you adapt and adjust to everything you see the defense doing. But I thought in many instances the Ravens were helpless for two reasons. One, Manning had the right play call almost every time. Number two, the pacing never allowed them to get their personnel in place or properly set and or just ready to handle what was coming their way. And three, that core of receivers, now that you add a Wes Welker there, you know, that interior. And that got me thinking about the Browns and Devon Bess. What a good slot guy means to your offense and how he can draw attention away to the people on the outside. Manning had a plethora of targets.
He has a total plethora of targets, and he has mismatches everywhere, because what are you going to do? And then you add in the fact they also have an athletic tight end, Julius Thomas. So you want to talk about, you know, making a comparison there. Julius Thomas, Jordan Cameron, athletic tight ends, guys who are going to be flexed out quite a bit as Thomas was last night, and you see how it goes. But, you know, the thing that's amazing to me is I don't think Peyton Manning, if you were to say who throws the best ball in the NFL, I don't even know that he's in the top 16 of the 32 quarterbacks in the league. But his mind and knowing to set up the routes, to set up the plays, because you saw him do it, the first touchdown to Thomas, that was his audible to Thomas to run that double move. And it was an easy touchdown. So right. His mind is so good. But some of those throws barely even got to guys. You know, they were bouncing in the ground, but he's so smart, it doesn't even matter. That's what's amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because he's throwing them often to uncontested players. You know, it takes a great arm in many cases to get the ball through a tight window, to, you know, throw that thread the needle type of pass. He doesn't have to do that when guys are so overwhelmingly wide open, and that happens in this offense that the Broncos run. Hopefully it's the same similar scheme that we see from the Browns, but again, that's Peyton Manning, and those are special weapons, and they're in a league. I think they're in a class of their own. Let's go to Akron and say hi to Dustin. Dustin, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Love
good.
The show.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You.
Hey, Devon Best, I think, was one of the best pickups they made in the offseason. Now, the stuff that he brings to the table, how long do you think will transition into our other receivers?
I think what he's going to be able to do is teach them a little bit about precision when it comes to route running. And I think that's his biggest asset. In addition to great hands, catching about 2/3 of his targets for his career, he's caught 50 passes every year he's been in the NFL. But I think what he does is allow you to extend drives. He's not somebody that's going to come out and catch balls for 40 yards, 50 yards. He's not a big play receiver, but what he is a guy who helps you keep drives alive, move the chains. You need 3rd and 8, he's going to get you 8.5 yards. That's what Devon Best can do for this football team, and he's going to become a best friend to Brandon Weeden in situations like that. And when you know that you have a guy in the slot who can get open and win those one-on-ones, it opens everything else up, because the team is either going to try to shade a linebacker that side, maybe drop a safety on him, and then you can go for the opportunity to hit the big plays. You saw that happen yesterday with Baltimore.
Yep.
They got tired of Wes Welker abusing them in the middle of the field. Sometimes they would drop a safety down to give a little bit of help on him, and all of a sudden, boom, fake double move, touchdown to Demaryius Thomas.
All right, we are going to, in a little bit, have a conversation coming up with Felix Wright, defensive back formerly of the Cleveland Browns out here in Westlake. Vic Carucci broadcasting from the PNC Bank on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. So come on out and see us. A whole lot going on in the parking lot here, some interactive games, some food. People are enjoying themselves. It's such a beautiful day as we do a Paint the Town Browns Friday for you. Nathan Zagura back in Berea at the studio there. So we got you covered both ways to Sunday. And it's two days away.
Only 2 days till Sunday. That's the most exciting part.
1 p.m. kickoff, Browns and Dolphins. Stick around for much more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Arby's slices up the truth about freshness. The truth is, people only expect to find a bakery-quality croissant in a French bakery. But now you can get fluffy, flaky croissants at Arby's. Or should I say, Les Arby's? Try Arby's new California turkey croissant sandwich. Freshly sliced turkey topped with bacon and avocado spread. Or go with the pecan chicken salad, both on buttery croissants. At participating restaurants only for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Rosa, Brown, Kelly, and Newsom. These are just a few of the Browns legends that you will stand face-to-face with inside the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame. Experience the sights and sounds of pro football like never before inside our brand-new interactive exhibits. See how you measure up to the best in our player displays. Hear the play come in from the coach through our quarterback helmets and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Plan your visit today at ProFootballHOF.com.
There are leaf blowers, and then there are fuel-injected luxury leaf blowers. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Event. Now get 0.9% APR, plus the confidence of a 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/13. See dealer for limited warranty and complete details.
When it comes to taking care of your house, there's only one thing you have to remember. Tell them to go to CampoRoof.com. Need a new roof? Tell them to go to CampoRoof.com. What about siding? CampoRoof.com. And gutters? CampoRoof.com. Call Campo Piano Roofing. In business for over 30 years, we're here to service you. Or call 877-55-CAMPO and save up to $500 off your new roof. Campo Piano Roofing. Your biggest concern is your home. And our biggest concern, it's your peace of mind.
Harry Buffalo is your official Monday Night Football headquarters all season long. Join the herd at Harry Buffalo and watch Monday Night Football with your favorite Cleveland football players every Monday night. Phil Taylor, Craig Robertson, Travis Benjamin, and more. Harry Buffalo, Monday Night Football kicks off September 9th. Go to harrybuffalo.com for your Monday Night Football Cleveland player schedule.
Bullseye Activewear is a local family-owned company furnishing sportswear and promotions for everyone from small businesses, schools, and churches to Fortune 500 companies, colleges, and professional sports teams. Check out bullseyeactivewear.com or call them 330-220.
It's the 18th annual ATV Open House Sale this Saturday at State 8. Get the lowest prices of the year on over 100 ATVs. Doors open at 10 at State 8 on State Road in Cuyahoga Falls.
From PNC Bank on Crocker Road in Westlake, Vic Carucci here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, my partner, he is back in Berea at our studios. Got a lot of people here enjoying this day on a Call Your Shot Friday. You call us up at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And we are pleased to be joined right now by former Browns defensive back Felix Wright. How you doing, Felix?
Oh, I'm doing all right. What a great day. Huh?
It's an amazing day and an amazing idea here, this whole Paint the Town Browns.
Yes.
With an event like this to kind of kick it off. And in the building in Berea, and I know you've been there.
Yes.
Many times, we've decked that whole place out. It feels like that collegiate or almost high school Friday before
right,
the big game.
Right. It's an awesome feeling. In fact, I came last year when I think they started this deal, and it was a great deal last year, and it's even bigger this year.
Oh, yeah, much bigger, and enjoying it very much. Well, Felix, I want to start off by, first of all, your thoughts and your take. You've seen this team do what it did through the offseason, a lot of work to, and most of it concentrated on making this defense better, the acquisitions they made there, going to a 3-4 scheme,
yes,
bringing in Ray Horton, bringing in Paul Kruger and company. Just your general thoughts on how you see this defense functioning now that it has all this infusion of talent and a new coach with a highly respected reputation that
right,
I know you know running things.
Well, I think last year they had a decent defense, but
yeah,
I think they definitely upgraded it. And I like the 3-4 because that's what I played when I played.
Sure.
You know, with the four athletic linebackers, and I think we got some good ones. And our secondary has gotten better as well. You know, my philosophy, if we can just get back and we can, you know, put Joe Hayden and the other corner, I don't know.
Well, it'll be Chris
straight.
Owens, and that's
Owens.
No, I'm glad you asked that because that's the question mark. Chris Owens, we were Buster Screen showed up on the injury report
right,
today, so that's a little bit of a little angst there, and there's
right,
a rookie named Leon McFadden in the mix as well. But,
right,
yeah, Chris Owens, who came in from Atlanta.
I know Joe Hayden. He's going to handle his position.
Sure.
And if we can get that other quarter handed his position, I think we're going to be fine. You know, you can put nine on their 11, I think we'll be successful. But, other than the Indianapolis game, I think they had a great preseason. I feel real comfortable with them. You know, I'm looking at a much better record than we had the last couple of years.
Sure.
And I think we're on our way to winning again, you know, having a winning franchise.
You feel good about it.
I feel good about it. And you never know. You win some that you're not supposed to. You win all your home games, and then you're in position.
Felix, Nathan Zagura here from Berea at the Cleveland Browns headquarters. Good to talk to you. As you look at this team and you talk about some of the changes in the offseason, you know, week number one, you have new coaches,
yes,
new regime here. How important is this game to get started on the right foot, protect your home field on Sunday at First Energy Stadium against these Miami Dolphins?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it's very important for the coach to really establish his position, to establish what he's trying to accomplish here with the organization. I went through a couple of different coaching changes, you know, back in the 80s. I remember when Bud Carson came in, and I tell you what, I think his first game we had to go to Pittsburgh, and I think we won 51-0. So hopefully we'll have the same result.
That's right.
This coming Sunday. But I feel real good about our new coaching staff. I think they got the guys prepared and ready to go. You know, we just have to show up.
Bud Carson, the last Cleveland Browns coach to win his debut. So hopefully having Felix here will kind of tie that loop together, and we can make sure that Rob Judzinski gets that this Sunday.
Yeah, and again, the importance of a season opener, Felix, taking us back to your playing days. You had the pleasure of knowing what it was like to win one of those. Unfortunately,
right,
for the Browns teams that have been here since 1999, only one in the 14 openers that have been played and none in the last eight. So that, unfortunately, gets piled on, that history, to
absolutely,
a group that has had nothing to do with it, but they have to kind of carry that burden. So mentally, though, how do you see a team focusing? What does it take to kind of focus yourself right for that first game, balancing between its importance but knowing there are 15 other games after that?
Well, I think, you know, it's all about execution. You just got to execute the game plan the coaches put out there for you, because they've been studying the Miami Dolphins probably since they've been hired. So they have a great game plan for them, and it's up to the players. If they can execute what the coaches are trying to get done, they will have some success. You know, I like what they've done with Whedon. He seems like he's a lot more comfortable. He's making things happen. And, I believe this is his kind of, you know, although it's his second year, it's kind of his, you know, his
more of an offense.
Yeah.
And it's maker for sure. It's a prove it year for him. But it's also you see a greater comfort,
yes,
with him working within this scheme of Rod Chudzinski,
right,
and North Turner.
And I think, you know, we don't need a whole lot of points with the defense we have. So, you know, if we can get, you know, if we can get a minimum of 14 to 21 points a game, I think we get a good shot for every game that we're in, because I think our defense is awesome, and I don't think we're going to give up a lot of points.
As a defensive back, one of the things you do to play your position effectively is study the opposing quarterbacks. And you've seen Brandon Whedon last year kind of maybe miscast in that system. Now he's in the right system. What have you seen? What are the changes you've seen in Brandon Whedon that gives you confidence about him for the 2013 season?
Well, I just think comfort. I think comfort is the most important thing. And you know, from college to pro, it's a big jump. And with him and the system that he was in, I don't think that he was utilized correctly. You know, he's kind of the Brett Favre. He's kind of a guy that just kind of gets back there and fires it, and he can throw the ball downfield, and he's a shotgun kind of guy. And I think we got the coordinator and the head coach that can meet his needs, which will give him an opportunity to prove the reason why we drafted him so high.
We've got former Browns defensive back Felix Wright with us as we broadcast from the PNC Bank in Crocker, right across from Crocker Park on Crocker Road in Westlake. Vic Carucci here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. You know, Felix, you brought up Joe Hayden's name, and you said it. Anything on that side you're going to feel good about, you're going to feel is covered and that he handles it. Let's break down his game a little bit. This is year four for him. You've watched him closely over these last few years. He seems to me like a guy who is much more comfortable and confident with himself. I think he always had great belief in his skills, because yes, he should have, but I'm seeing a little more of a thinking player now,
right,
and a guy who's seeing a bigger picture than he did in his first few years.
I think leadership yeah, is his big part. He's definitely involved with the community. The people of Cleveland, I think, love Joe Hayden, and that plays a big part with his confidence. And I think he's always had the confidence coming from a big university of Florida.
Right.
You know, they come with confidence out of there.
Yeah.
And his great speed will just take care of a lot of the issues he has. If he ever gets out of position, he can always catch the guy. So when you have talent like that, all you got to do is just really study your opponent, know every move he makes in every position, where his alignment is. In certain alignments, he'll run certain routes. If he has that down, all he's got to do is just go out and be a football player and make plays. You know, his first couple of years, he knocked a lot of passes down. And I saw last year where he was, you know, making more plays. We got more interceptions. And I hope this year he comes up and I hope he leads the league in interceptions. I think that's what we need to do as defensive backs, is we need to create turnovers, which we haven't really done at our safety position. But that's the key, I think, in the defense. And as far as the defensive backs, is that we got to create turnovers. We got to intercept the ball. We got to get the ball back for our offense.
Make plays. And I see that. I don't know why. As I look at this game, I see those opportunities there because I think of a couple of things. I think of Ryan Tannehill coming into this second-year quarterback like Brandon Whedon, but with a more limited college career. He only made those 19 starts in college. I think he's still kind of finding his way, and his protection could be an issue, and that's which plays into the strength of the Browns' pass rush. But the other aspect of this is Joe Hayden against Mike Wallace, and Joe Hayden has had some good history against Mike Wallace when Mike was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right. Now he's a Dolphin, and I would think the investment they made in that guy, that game plan is going to have Ryan Tannehill trying to take some shots and get the ball in that guy's hands.
Oh, yeah. And Wallace has got world-class speed.
Right.
So, Joe already knows that, and Joe can keep up with that guy. You know, with a guy like that, how you neutralize him is you get up on him in front of him and do the bump and run, and you make him run around you. And if he's got to run around you, you disrupt the timing and
reroute him.
Yeah, you know, because hopefully we get a lot of pressure and he's not going to have a whole lot of time to sit back there and throw that deep ball, which is key.
Leon McFadden, knowing the Buster screen a little bit banged up, might have to play in this game against Miami. Missed some time in the preseason. Looked a little bit shaky against Chicago. What advice would you give to a guy like Leon McFadden making his NFL debut, knowing that he's going to have to play a big role, it sounds like, right out of the gate?
Well, my speech to him in the pregame, I would just say, hey, you know, it's your position. You handle it. This is the reason why we drafted you. You know, just get out there and do what you do. Focus on the game plan, what we're trying to do. Stay within the confines of that. You don't have to do anything extra. And just don't let him get behind you.
Yeah, and which is easier said than done, right?
That's right.
Don't let him get behind you. Because for a young guy, confidence is so fragile, yes. Right, Felix? And you've got to expect that he's going to take some of those lumps. So does that factor into it? Do you even bring up the bad stuff with a young player just so he's ready for it mentally?
No, I don't think you bring that stuff up until it actually happens.
Okay.
And then, we are taught as defensive backs to have a short memory.
Right.
Because if you don't, they'll come right. They're gonna come at you until you stop them.
Sure.
So if he doesn't stop them, they're going to keep coming. So
right.
That's going to be their bread and butter. But like I said, hopefully we get enough pressure up front to where it's going to help out our defensive backs in the back.
One trend of this game I wanted to get your thought on. You've seen a lot more of the read pistol option stuff. Of course, part of me watched last night's game and said Peyton Manning reminded us all that it's still about the passer. It's still
right.
about a guy who's dropping back, and even though he's doing it at a quick pace,
right.
he doesn't have to run. He was making those throws with his arms. But we know there are several of those quarterbacks, and you've seen the game evolve. Your thoughts on how much more of that we can see in the National Football League?
Well, the National Football League has been for years a copycat league. So they're going to go with what, back when I was playing, the Bear defense. So everybody started doing the Bear defense.
Right.
And then, then Tony Genzi came around and he had the successful, two deep defense
yep.
to cover two. And now, I hope that as Browns, we can trust our corners and we can go back to the old way we used to do it, where you put those two corners out there, cover those two guys and just send the team, put the pressure on them. But, like I said, I feel comfortable with this year's team. In talking with a lot of people throughout the city, they're very excited about what's to come.
Sure. And the copycat, as you mentioned, this is really the NFL copying the college game in
yes.
so many respects. But I keep hearing it over and over again. They're gonna hit those quarterbacks who run,
yes.
Not necessarily the DBs. I guess the DBs, though, got to do a couple of things, right? Watch your guy, but always make sure you're
yes.
turning your head back at some point
Absolutely.
To know if the guy's running. All right. Well, Felix, thank you so much for joining
yes.
us. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Anytime.
He is former Browns defensive back Felix Wright. He is joining us here as we broadcast from the PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Come on out and see us. We got a parking lot all set up with food and games, and Chomp's going to be by here. Felix will be around to sign autographs, whatever you want to do. Talk some football with him. Talk some football over here. Vic Carucci with you. Nathan Zagura back in the studio. We've got much more of CBD ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Glozer, Brown, Kelly, and Newsom. These are just a few of the Browns legends that you will stand face-to-face with inside the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame. Experience the sights and sounds of pro football like never before inside our brand-new interactive exhibits. See how you measure up to the best in our player displays. Hear the play come in from the coach through our quarterback helmets and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Plan your visit today at ProFootballHOF.com.
Stainless steel is not cheap, and granite, off the charts. When we wanted to redo our kitchen, we looked for something to keep us focused on saving up for it. The wish list tool in PNC's virtual wallet was really useful. We set aside money from our paychecks each month, and the wish list actually showed us how close we were with a little progress bar. Oh, I love that new appliance smell. Virtual wallet? For getting our new kitchen off our to-do list. That's what Virtual Wallet is for.
Whatever your situation, Virtual Wallet can help you manage your money better. From our savings engine that helps you save money three different ways, to our wish list tool for allocating money towards stuff you aren't quite ready to buy. Watch the progress meter grow as you reach your goal, whether it's a new fridge or a new kitchen to put it in. For all the things you want to achieve, Virtual Wallet has a tool to help you get there. Sign up today at pncvirtualwallet.com. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale this Thursday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Vic Carucci from Cleveland Browns Daily with your daily Browns rundown driven by Liberty Ford. Brandon Whedon and the rest of the Browns passing game will face a revamped Dolphins secondary on Sunday. After finishing near the bottom of the NFL in pass defense last season while giving up many big plays, the Dolphins dumped their top three cornerbacks. Their best addition has been Pro Bowler Brent Grimes. Former Brown Dimitri Patterson, who joined Miami late last season, was impressive during the preseason. Rashad Jones and Chris Clemens are solid safeties, but the Browns could have success challenging the Dolphins' secondary depth.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees finance. And nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Come on out for this Paint the Town Browns event. Nathan Zagura, my partner, is in Berea at the studio there, the Browns headquarters. We bring aboard now by phone our partner and buddy and a regular on this show. He's pretty much on, I think he's been on almost every day this week, I think, Gerard Cherry. Hey, Gerard.
Hey, what's up, Vic? How's it going, man?
It's going great. Beautiful day out here. Enjoying it. Fans coming out in their Browns best. And really, the atmosphere is great. 2 days away from the big game. What's your gut feeling telling you now, Gerard?
My gut feeling? I got to be a little concerned right now, man. This whole bust the screen development coming out of nowhere is kind of bothering me. It's not moving me in the right direction. I hate last-minute surprises when it comes to football games only being 2 days away. I know one player shouldn't make the whole sum of a team, but when you're in a situation where you're already somewhat depleted at the cornerback position and you go into it with the possibility of asking Leon McFadden to do a lot more than he was probably anticipating, it makes me a little nervous. I just got to be honest with you and say that.
Not like Tomo Sushi, which apparently makes you very excited, if I may say so, from hearing your...
What's up with that whole sexy voice?
I think it's like you're speaking to a... Are you speaking to a lady in your mind? Are you inviting her to Tomo Sushi in that ad?
Well, I was definitely my white mode. I ain't saying ladies mode. Y'all ain't going to have me down at the Cuyahoga Courthouse. So definitely was in the white mode.
Seriously, we got to give this a listen because
it is good. This is special. It's good. It is special.
Tomo Sushi and Hibachi, restaurant and lounge located on West 9th Street, downtown. Dine, unwind, and have a good time at Tomo Sushi
Listen
and Hibachi.
To you.
Dine,
Tomo
unwind.
Tomo five floors unwind. Of entertainment, including a sushi bar, 10 hibachi
you,
tables,
you know,
and
seriously,
bar,
you
and
took
more.
This is good.
The business is going to be booming after that.
Everybody's got to get to Tomo Sushi, I'd say.
Explore Tomo. Visit TomoHibachiAndSushi.com or call 216.
Gerard Cherry with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jay, when you look at okay, so you're not feeling great about the whole Buster Screen thing, and neither am I. However, if stuff like that happens, all right, what's the next thing to do? How do you see this thing unfolding? Do you have to do some things? You really can't hide anybody in this game. But
right.
You're leaning on the rookie to go along with Chris Owens, if you're leaning on Leon McFadden, it could be very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, and you will be leaning and depending on Leon McFadden to step up and own the position, and this is his opportunity and chance. I've had Buster's back in a lot of ways and regards, but again, you can't fault a man if he's hurt and he doesn't go out there. But yes, this is Leon McFadden's chance to step up, step out, and show out, and show the people, especially Browns fans and the coaches in particular, what he's all about. And if he can do that, Vic, I'll be encouraged for him, and we're going to need him to step up, because trust me, if you're Tannehill right now, you are eyeing number 29. That is on your mind. You're saying to yourself, how many matchups and mismatches can we potentially get with him in the game? Because you said it. You cannot hide him back then. A great pass rush will cure a bunch of hills. and that would be one too. But I'm going to say Leon McFadden, step up, man. Here's your chance.
So you talk about this, and you look at the matchups. Now, let's say Buster Skrien is unable to go. That'll put Chris Owens, as it would have been anyway when they went three wides, out on right. the outside. But now he'll be there in two wides, matched up with Brian Hartline, who had over 1,000 yards receiving last year. And it would mean that Leon McFadden would be matched up with Brandon Gibson in the slot. Gibson last year, 51 catches, 691 yards, and a team-high 5 touchdowns with the St. Louis Rams. He's a veteran. He knows how to run routes. He's got good hands, caught 62% of his targets last year. How does the coaching staff, as a player, you've been through this. All of a sudden, you know, you're the fourth corner, and then boom, overnight, you're going to be the third corner. And as we know, teams are playing nickel defense more than 50% of the time now.
Right.
How do they try to get McFadden ready? Because this injury happened in practice yesterday. You know the Friday practices are really kind of more of walkthroughs than anything.
Right.
How do you get McFadden ready to play now in this game?
Really? Just hope throughout the course of the week he worked hard in scout team and he was paying attention and he gets the gist of the game plan. And that's really what's going to be a test to see, was he professional this week? Because typically you might say to yourself, I'm not even going to get out there on the fourth corner, but you should be prepared. So hopefully Leon was a professional this week, studied his game plan, watched extra film, worked extremely hard on scout team, covering his own receivers as a way to prepare himself and have confidence what he's going to be asked to do tomorrow. And you know what, guys? They drafted him in the third round. Granted, he didn't look the greatest in his preseason. I'll be forthright and say that. At the same time, he can surprise us. He could go out there and have confidence in himself. He might be a gamer, so when it really counts is when he shows up. So I'm hoping that is the case, but I got to think that that's going to be something that Miami will definitely try to take apart. And when you're down to just three really solid corners, guys, if they run 11 personnel, which is one tight end, one running back, and three wide receivers the whole game, this guy's going to be tired.
Yeah, I you're absolutely right about that. But I also think that the thing that can counter that as well is just step up with the pass rush. The number one, right? The number one area of this Browns team, the strength that you can rely on, and regardless of Buster Skrien's health, I think for the health of the whole team and for the entire secondary, to have that pass rush do what it's expected to do, make Ryan Tannehill's life miserable, and take advantage of what is thought to be at least a suspect offensive line.
Right, and that will be the equalizer. Pass rush does what it's capable of doing, what I believe it's going to do this Sunday. That's going to be immense because Leon McFadden can tackle. If you got a defensive end or nose tackle or guard in your nose guard in your face, Tannehill cannot hold the football that long. So that kind of eliminates the idea of these deep passes developing in the first place. So, yes, this pass rush is going to be asked to earn their paycheck and then some this weekend. But Leonard was asked, they're going to be asked to do that anyway with the secondary. So, again, you have surprises, you have adversity, and this is what makes the football team better, how they step up and how they deal with adversity. Leon McFadden, on one hand, you might be saying, wow, he's in a tough spot. But you live with these type of situations where you actually get the opportunity to have meaningful time in a game. And if he steps up, guess what? He will be rewarded for that. And Buster, if you can play, don't take your chances by letting them see your backup, man.
You always say that.
Good point. No, it's a well taken point. Gerard, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you Sunday. Very excited, by the way, to launch a new show that's going to air Sunday night on Fox Sports Ohio. Gerard Cherry is going to be part of this. It's going to be called Browns Overtime, 10 p.m. It'll air, and we are going to be putting that together after the game. You and I are going to be part of that show, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of fun. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it, Vic. It's going to get an opportunity to spend more time with my man.
That's
and
right.
Also, too, I won't be at Tomo Sushi and Hibachi tonight, so if you want to come out...
I don't want to interrupt that romantic dinner with your wife.
You got to hit him with when anybody comes in, you got to hit him with the sexy voice, though. That's the only way.
Gerard Cherry here for Tomo Sushi and Hibachi.
All right, Gerard. See you Sunday, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Gerard.
We are going to be joined in a little bit by phone by the one and only Bernie Kosar. We'll get his thoughts on Sunday's game between the Browns and the Dolphins. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you here from the PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. My man, my partner, my buddy Nathan Zagura, back in Berea at the studio there, the headquarters. So he's got things. Are you holding the term is holding down the fort? Is the fort being held down?
You know, I am in a very orange and brown fort, and okay. I'm doing my best to hold it down. But I'll tell you what, this place, there's a buzz in here. There is a buzz in Berea today. I just saw head coach Rob Chudzinski walk by, nice. Gave me a thumbs up. He's ready to go. I'm excited. And we're only 2 days away, Vic. This is the last Cleveland Browns Daily of 2013. Without a regular season game having been played. So, yeah, it's all, you know, it's time for the nitty-gritty. Playtime is over.
That's right. How many days away?
2 days, 2 days.
2 days, just making sure. We got to double-check that. All right, more coming up on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR. Chasing dreams since I was 14
with the Fortress. The Really Big Show, weekday mornings at 9 on your home for Cleveland Browns football. ESPN 850, WKNR Cleveland.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
First Energy Stadium has got to be one of the best atmospheres in the NFL.
It's electric, man. It's definitely electric.
And it is intercepted! Joe Hayden's got it!
Cleveland Browns tickets are available now. Don't miss the chance to get your seats and join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today.
Into the 20, 15, cutback 5, touchdown!
Looking to give your kitchen, office, or man cave a facelift? Let the experts at 4B Wood Custom Cabinets help create your vision with you. Locally owned and operated in Seville, Ohio, 4B Wood has been building custom-made cabinetry of the finest quality for over 30 years using authentic, handcrafted techniques. 4B Wood provides solutions that will enhance any room. Visit their website today and see for yourself. The number 4, letter B, wood.com. The number 4, letter B, wood.com. For quality workmanship, for creative results, 4B Wood. Would.
What will get a burglar out of the house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice installed at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Gerard Cherry here for Tomo Sushi and Hibachi, restaurant and lounge located on West 9th Street downtown. Dine, unwind, and have a good time at Tomo Sushi and Hibachi, open for lunch and dinner. Tomo features 5 floors of entertainment, including a sushi bar, 10 hibachi tables, and an upscale lounge and bar, and much more. Tomo Sushi and Hibachi is the perfect location for corporate events or family gatherings. Learn, explore Tomo. Visit TomoHibachiAndSushi.com or call 216-696-4444 to make a reservation.
Woo! It's only rock and roll, but Cleveland, we love it. Mike, dancing with Mr. D. D'Amato here from Nissan and Art Thompson, and we're celebrating 50 years of the world's greatest rock and roll band with the world's greatest deals. Some really hot stuff at Nissan and Art Thompson. Just start me up, and we'll deliver satisfaction. My own personal Mick and Keith, Larry, Wild Horses Chupa, and Deal, Beast of Burden Belza. Make sure you always get what you wanna with up to $10,000 off a new Nissan. Ask us to give me shelter from APRs, and we'll come to your
emotional rescue.
with rates as low as 0% to make you happy. Sweet Virginia. Are you kidding me? Who else has the stones to do that? And if any other dealer anywhere else has his sticky fingers on you, put up your hand and say, stop. Get off my cloud. You got to move as fast as Jumpin' Jack Flash over to Nissan and North Olmsted because the deals are so good. 855-55-NISSAN or bignissan.com.
It's not just some qualified buyers with aggressive delivery details.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
And it's brought to you by Taco Bell. It's happier hour at Taco Bell from 2 to 5. Get loaded grillers or a medium drink for a buck. Includes any regular freeze, limeade sparkler, or medium soda at select stores for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Closing in on the start of the Browns regular season as the Miami Dolphins come to First Energy Stadium on Sunday. Browns defense a little banged up right now. Rookie linebacker Barkevious Mingo been ruled out for Sunday with that bruised lung. Plus, Buster Screen and Ataba Rubin both are questionable. Screen has an injured shoulder. Rubin dealing with a calf problem. Reminder, we'll have the Browns and Dolphins for you Sunday right here on KNR. Coverage kicks off at 7 a.m. College football, Ohio State set to host San Diego State tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear it here on KNR. We'll start at 11:30. Indians open a three-game series with the Mets tonight at Progressive Field. First pitch at 7:05. Scott Kazmir will take on Zach Wheeler. Tribe coming in tonight just three games out in the AL wildcard race. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting from the PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Vic Carucci with you. Nathan Zagura is back in the studios in Berea. And Nathan, I got to tell you this. A guy just walked up. We have lots of people showing up here for food. There's hot dogs, mini sandwiches. There's interactive games. People are hanging around wearing their Browns gear on a Paint the Town
awesome.
Browns Friday.
That's right.
But a dude just walked up to me, and guess what he said? He said, Notorious, I love the show. So thanks to you.
The Notorious VIC is catching on.
The nickname is sticking. Thanks so much for that. I you know what? I love it. It's good. It's a good thing.
That is awesome.
Actually,
I
the family likes it too, by the way. They wanted to thank you for that from the whole Carucci clan.
Good. I'm glad the Carucci clan's on board with it. I know everybody I talk to about it loves it. So is that your first, like, outside of this studio notoriousing, if you will?
There's no question. I've had other nicknames not nearly as cool as that, and I'm about as uncool as it gets. So
oh, please.
You've added some cool to the repertoire.
You're on the maybe. Rise.
At least that's what the young people say. speaking of cool, speaking of a guy who's been cool his entire life and will continue to be cool, he's on the line with us right now, the one and only Bernie Kosar. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Vic. What's up, guys?
Did anybody ever call you Notorious?
Well, Notorious, that was one of the nicer things. I've been trying to be a little careful with my terminology now, since sometimes it causes a little bit of an uproar. And Vic, for the weekend, could you cash a check for me since you're over there? PNC?
Well, certainly. I know. I'm right here, and I think they got some money inside, too. Yeah, we could take care of that for you, Bernie. No problem. Bernie Kosar on the line. So, Bernie, I guess we got to start with the news of the day. Buster Screen showing up on the injury report, questionable now, shoulder injury that he apparently suffered in practice yesterday. How much concern does that raise for you for Sunday's game?
Well, you know, in the short run of this, these next couple weeks, and specifically in the next 48 hours before the game on Sunday, being already thin at the cornerback position, it is something that you'd like to discount. You'd like to say, no, it's not a big deal. Buster, and the way he's been playing, the way he's been performing, the way he's been elevating his game, I think this is something where you want to have him as close to 100% as possible. And you definitely, I think we need him in the game. With the Dolphins going and kind of changing, going to get Mike Wallace. They've spent over $200 million in the free agent market, Mike Wallace being one of the speed guys that they brought in. This is something that I hope doesn't end up materializing and being a big issue. I think it can be, though.
Bernie, the quarterback, Brandon Whedon, goes into this game week one. Lots of pressure in the sense that it's an important game for this team to win at home, defend the home field against the Miami Dolphins. He will be doing it without his top receiver, Josh Gordon, also out for week number two against the Baltimore Ravens. What kind of an impact does that have on the game plan, and what should we be looking for out of this offense in other ways to generate big plays, knowing that they don't have number 12 on the field?
Well, You know what? Because it's not a quick injury like, to say, the Buster injury or potential injury to the game, and this has been planned, this has been understood, you know, for a couple months now, and the season is starting. I think it's not as big an issue. It is an issue not having him, of course, when you have somebody as athletic as Josh Gordon is. And he started making some plays in that Bears game. And a lot of us have been talking on the air and privately about him making the transition of the spectacular plays that we watched him do through OTAs, through minicamp, through training camp, and being able to translate that from the practice field into the particular real game is something that would be imperatively successful for the Browns and for Brandon Whedon. But since we haven't had that, and we've known that he's not going to be there for a couple games, I don't think it's as big an issue as it would be if this happened in the month of December.
Bernie Kosar joins us on the line. Former Browns quarterback, a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci broadcasting from PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Come on out and join us here. Festivities really going on till 6 p.m. Beyond our show, leaving the air in a little less than an hour from now. But come on out. There's food. There's interactive games. There's all kinds of good stuff. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea for the show. Bernie, we've got to get some thoughts from you watching a masterpiece performance last night by Peyton Manning.
Wow. It was like, to me, a work of art. To see, the 7 touchdowns, the 467 yards passing, and he was 27 for 42 in the game. But the way he did it, you know, I thought Coach Harbaugh kind of tipped his hand a little bit when he said a couple days ago that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be doing everything the same from a schedule standpoint that they did last year before that double overtime playoff game. I think Peyton Manning, a student of the game, the way he analyzes, the way he prepares, it's well documented. But I think he realized that Baltimore had success beating them last year, and that the similarities of what they used in the month of January in the playoffs to stop them was going to be so much similar scheme to how they attacked and played the Denver offense again on Thursday night. By halftime, those thoughts and the planning and stuff, it turns into plays in the first and second quarter. You could see Peyton Manning, by the end of the second quarter, he had it down, what he wanted to do. And again, I'm not trying to over-dramatize this, but somebody like us who probably obsessively to a fault loves the game of football, that was as artistic a performance by a quarterback. And the way he did it, not only with his throwing, but schematically picking it apart, the accuracy. You know, so much was said about him and his arm strength coming back from that injury last year. His arm strength after another year of preparing, of strengthening his core, his body, his lower body, you could see more zip on the ball. Boy, if he stays healthy and the timing he already has with Wes Welker, that's going to be one heck of an offense to watch throughout the year.
It certainly is going to be one heck of an offense to watch throughout the year, and it was enjoyable to watch them dissect that Ravens defense. And did you notice a lack of, you know, they've turned over so many pieces in that defense from last year to this year that it takes some time to gel. And I think the Browns are going to catch a little bit of a break by getting that defense earlier in the season, because it looked like some of those new pieces were still figuring out how to work together.
Well, they were last night, and I hope you're right, Nathan. I also could go the other way and say that with 10 days to prepare, and when you get embarrassed on national TV,
they'll
like
be
that,
angry.
Yeah. That the defending Super Bowl champs aren't Super Bowl champs by accident, and there's a lot of guys still left, although they did lose a lot of their leadership. There's no doubt about that. But that ability to kind of bounce back and again get that bad taste out of their mouth, and just not wanting to go 0-2 on the season, they have a lot at stake. Besides just their first game back from first home game since the Super Bowl, and I know the Orioles and that whole thing with the baseball and not having it there, but I don't think they did Baltimore any favors by them winning a Super Bowl and then have to play Peyton Manning in Denver on national TV as their first game, because typically the Super Bowl team gets a favorable at-home game, their first game coming off of the Super Bowl win.
Yeah, and that was about as unfavorable as it gets when you throw in the altitude and a stoked-up crowd there in the Mile High City. Bernie Kosar is on the line with us, former Browns quarterback right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here at the PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Come on out. There's food, there's hot dogs, there's mini sandwiches, there's refreshments, there's interactive games, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Be sure to be part of it here. Nathan Zagura back in our studio in Berea. Bernie, want to ask you about Brandon Whedon and the idea that, you know, we talked about this a little bit on yesterday's show. For all the talk that someone has to step up for Josh Gordon, we start the conversation with Travis Benjamin, obviously at wide receiver, see what Devon Best can do as well at wide receiver, and then possibly see what happens with Greg Little and everybody else, Jordan Cameron, I mean, all the pass catchers, Trent Richardson running the football, fine. All of that makes sense and is logical, but it really seems to me that you've got to be the quarterback who takes charge under these circumstances and who makes this thing really the difference maker, even though he's missing his biggest difference maker. Talk about that as a quarterback, the mentality. How can Brandon Whedon make the difference for missing that receiver?
Well, Vic, you can even tell by the passion in your voice and the detail in which you even asked that question how imperatively important it is. And it's something to where, from a quarterback perspective, you really, not only do you have to be cognizant of it, you have to almost relish that position to never be using excuses, accepting excuses for failure, not even trying to be positive, not only to the team and as a leader, but to yourself, that you're here for a reason. This is your team. You are the guy who is going to be the difference maker. You're not planning on hoping you hand the ball off and Trent Richardson will make the play or the defense is going to make the play. You want to be the guy who makes the play. And you start that out days in advance of the game by how you conduct yourself in practice. How do you handle yourself around your teammates? How do you handle yourself in the locker room? How do you handle yourself in the meeting rooms? And how do you then, when you go home at night, visualize and prepare to have plays down that you know you could go to, that you have confidence in, that you could make the play, and you are the leader of the team, and you want to not only show the other team and the fans, you want to show your teammates on the team, and especially those other 10 guys that have the honor to be in the huddle with you.
I wrote a column for ClevelandBrowns.com on this subject, and the feedback about Whedon, about his work ethic, you heard Norv Turner talk about it, and Trent Richardson talked about it at length. Trent Richardson used the word incredible. He said the guy has made what he described as a 180, coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning consistently to watch tape and be into it and be on his, you know, be on his P's and Q's, basically studying, investing the time, and really showing that leadership that you want to see from the quarterback position. Your sense of that, because you're around Brandon too, do you see a different guy who is just maybe a little more committed to doing what a quarterback needs to do?
Well, I'm not sure he wasn't not committed last year, but I think he now sees and knows what he has to do. And, again, much is said about that being a rookie and that move from the first year to the second year. So many things in terms of just that we take for granted, like knowing the environment, knowing the city, knowing the locker room, knowing the other guys on the team, knowing where the meeting rooms are, knowing how to work the projectors, how to get to the video that you want, knowing the routine that you have in the weight room, knowing where you are in and around town, how to get places, so that your sole focus could be on not the peripheral things, but your sole focus could be on your plays, on your production, on your team, on winning games, on being a good offense, a consistent offense, a scoring offense. When you don't have any of those other kind of distractions around you or uncertainties,
and you can kind of get those past, and you know what you want to do. It allows you, I think, more time to focus on just those things that you want to do that directly affect you playing good football, by you making good passes, by you making good reads, by you making big plays. And this year, you could definitely see the difference in them.
Bernie, Ryan Tannehill does not have a lot of experience playing at the quarterback position as a starter. You know, he's very new to it, as Vic's talked about extensively here on the show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But he did play against Ray Horton's offense in Arizona last year, career-high 26 completions, 41 attempts, 431 yards, one touchdown, and also threw two interceptions in that game. So he does have a little bit of experience against this scheme. But how do you think getting that kind of scouting, which, you know, typically a guy coming from Arizona wouldn't get against the Miami Dolphins, how much better prepared do you think that will enable Ray Horton to be for Ryan Tannehill this time around?
Well, Ryan Tannehill, it does. It always helps when you get to physically play and see against a guy, either with him or you're competing against. So there's definitely something to that. I mean, the same with Tannehill, and though we just said with Brandon, he's also going into his second year. He is the unquestioned quarterback leader of this offense for the Dolphins. They have very high expectations. You know, they put almost $200 million in free agency this year. This Jeff Ireland, much has been made about if they don't make the playoffs, odds are they're going to be a new structure, new guy, new players there for them. So there's a lot of pressure on that team. And that being said, you know, you go on the road for your opener, and it's the Browns' home opener. With that pressure, with that expectation that's paramount for the Dolphins, a win, or there's going to be changes within the organization type attitude, that pressure could actually manifest itself. And I like to see us be able to keep that pressure on them, especially early, and don't give them a sense of self-confidence, of the positive feeling, because they already have the pressure to succeed. And that, if they could keep that on them, if they don't have a success early, if they could put that pressure on them by not scoring early, by maybe forcing them into a mistake, I think that could maybe manifest itself and it kind of grow, and that could definitely work in a Browns' favor.
Bernie, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. Love the knowledge and the breakdown. As always, super, super stuff, and we'll see you on Sunday, my brother.
Sounds great. See you down there.
All right, Bernie.
The one and only Bernie Kosar joining us by phone on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up for you. We're going to have a conversation with the man, Paul Clark from PNC Bank, in a little bit. We'll talk about the partnership, the huge partnership between the Browns and this team. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, broadcasting from the PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Be sure to come on out and join us. There's food, hot dogs, mini sandwiches, good stuff being available here for fans who come out, interactive games. Hang out with us. It's such a beautiful day. If you're driving by, you're in the neighborhood, or if you're not in the neighborhood, come on by. This will be going on until 6 p.m., so we're going to be here for the rest of the show, but all of the other stuff going on in the parking lot is here then. Lots of people here having fun, so come join it. Nathan Zagura is back at the studio in Berea. We've got more of CBD ahead for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Stainless steel is not cheap, and granite, off the charts. When we wanted to redo our kitchen, we looked for something to keep us focused on saving up for it. The wish list tool in PNC's virtual wallet was really useful. We set aside money from our paychecks each month, and the wish list actually showed us how close we were with a little progress bar. I love that new appliance smell. Virtual wallet? For getting our new kitchen off our to-do list. That's what virtual wallet is for.
Whatever your situation, Virtual Wallet can help you manage your money better.
From our savings engine that helps you save money three different ways, to our wish list tool for allocating money towards stuff you aren't quite ready to buy. Watch the progress meter grow as you reach your goal, whether it's a new fridge or a new kitchen to put it in. For all the things you want to achieve, Virtual Wallet has a tool to help you get there. Sign up today at pncvirtualwallet.com. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey Browns fans, K&D invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of the four most desirable addresses downtown. The Residences at 668, Reserve Square, Stonebridge, and the newest addition, the Residences at Hanna. Their suites offer granite countertops, custom cabinets, amazing views, and everything is right at your doorstep. You can even walk to the Browns games. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything K&D has to offer, not only downtown, but throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
Attention Ohio roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Sewer and sub pump problems? Call Ed Menzo, the masters of disaster. 216-663-1111. 216-663-1111.
Hi, it's Bruce Hooley. Everybody knows Northeast Ohio is full of great hole-in-the-wall restaurants, so it's our mission on Hooley and Cherry to find the best ones and let you know about it. Every Wednesday at 4:30, thanks to Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct, Emmett, Gerard, and I will be out and about eating in Northeast Ohio. We'll tell you what we had. We'll tell you whether it's worth you having it. Don't miss it. 4:30 Wednesdays on Hooley and Cherry on ESPN 850 WKNR, courtesy of Universal Windows Direct.
Visit your local BK and get more breakfast for your buck with two delicious croissant sandwiches for just $3.33. Only at Burger King, where taste is king.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. In a little bit, we will be hearing from the man, the top dog of PNC Bank. Paul Clark will join us on the show. In the meantime, your calls, and we welcome those on a Call Your Shot Friday, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. Nathan, let's say we take a call here.
Let's do it.
Who do we want to go to, Dino? You want to go to
Let's go
Ben?
To Tom in Berea.
All right, Tom in Berea sounds good. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
Real good. Hey, in keeping with the Paint the Town Brown theme, I just went out onto my tree lawn and put some painter's tape down low on these telephone poles out here, another strip up high on the telephone pole, and painted both my utility poles Cleveland Browns brown.
Nice.
They look beautiful, too. You know, they were greasy and spotted and everything, and now they're the beautiful flat, kind of a flat finish brown. And I'd like to challenge every Browns fan who can hear my voice to go out on your tree lawn this weekend and paint your telephone poles, beautify them with Cleveland Browns brown.
I love it.
I like it. Paint the town brown.
Good stuff, my man. Thank you for that call. We greatly appreciate it, and hopefully everybody else will meet that challenge. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com had a chance to interview Jordan Cameron this week, and we want to go to that now in our Inside the Locker Room segment. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Jordan, the home opener is just a few days away. Just talk about the week of practice and how well you guys have been able to execute the game plan.
I think we had a good week. You know, we got a jump start with Monday practice. So, like I said, a good week. I think a lot of guys are progressing with this installation, and just it's a matter of details. And throughout the week, they'll install new things. So it's just a matter of getting those things down and taking to the coaching during the week.
What's that mood been like in and around the locker room? How are the guys feeling?
I think excitement would be the word. You know, there's the first game. It's going to be a big game for us. It's the whole new coaching staff, new regime. So very exciting, and I think guys are going to, respond to that, and the energy is going to be there. So it's going to be one of those things that the young guys especially need to calm their nerves a little bit because it gets pretty crazy. But, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Jordan, you got to take me inside that offensive meeting room with offensive coordinator North Turner. Bring the fans inside of there. What's that been like?
It's a lot, I would say. You know, it's a lot to take in. There's a lot of – he knows so much about the game. And same with Coach Embry and Coach Chud, especially with tight ends. They know what they're talking about. And, they'll throw a lot at you. So you really got to take notes and really go home. When you get home, you got to look through your playbook and look at the installations because there's a lot thrown at you. There's a lot of different – nuances in this offense, and they add a lot of stuff, so you got to stay on top of it, and if you don't, you kind of get fall behind. So it's definitely a matter of just focusing in on the details and trying to just get your assignment right for practice.
Over the course of training camp, you and I spoke about the high expectations that you've placed on yourself. Are you ready? Do you feel comfortable? You fired up?
Very, very comfortable in this situation. You know, Coach Emery does a good job of getting the tight ends right, and it's kind of and the atmosphere in our room is pretty laid back. He does a great job of coaching, but keeping things kind of easier, or like laid back would be the word, because he's really good at I don't know how to describe, but like if something's serious, you know, he'll take to the coaching, but he'll teach it in a manner of it's not as intense, or you don't worry about if I mess up I'm going to be done. You know, he really helps with that a lot, and I think it's big time for me, especially in my confidence. He gives me a lot of confidence the way he coaches and his style. I really take to that.
I know you can't give away the game plan, but you look at this Miami Dolphins defense, and what's been some of the insight that you've seen from these guys when you watch them on film?
I mean, when you watch it on film, they got a great front D line and some good ends, and so it's gonna be a challenge. Obviously, they got some good guys back there. They got new corners, so it's definitely a challenge. Like every week in the NFL, no opponent is easy. But I think we got to get after it in this run game and really, like I said, get those D lineman guys taken care of.
Speaking of the run game, how excited are you going to be to see running back Trent Richardson and get after it?
That's pretty exciting. You know, the way he runs, you know, the physicality he brings really helps our whole offense. And when he starts running well, they stack the box and helps the pass game. So really looking forward to him and the motor that he brings.
Have you seen a difference in quarterback Brandon Whedon as he's about to take the field?
Yeah, I think he's more confident. I think with a year under his belt, the leadership role, you know, I think that has enhanced a little bit, and he's, you know, taken to it, and he's been more vocal. And I definitely think just comfortability for him is a lot more. And he's in there, and he's always been a guy to stay in the pocket and take some hits and make the right throws. But he's just a very, I don't know, comfortable is the way to describe that, how he's been this whole week.
But Jordan, I'm excited for you. I know the whole motto in that locker room is win the one, and I know that's the focus.
Yes, sir. Win the one.
Back to you guys.
All right, Jameer, thank you very much for that, and we thank Jordan Cameron for the interview. Nathan, lots to take away from that. I thought the last point he made about the confidence he sees in Brandon Whedon is a big one.
It's huge. They're going to need Brandon Whedon to make some throws. Obviously, with Josh Gordon out, the receiving core slightly depleted, but you still have Greg Little, Travis Benjamin, Devon Best, Jordan Cameron, and Trent Richardson out of the backfield. And this game's going to come down to Brandon Whedon's ability to make a couple of key throws and key moments, and the fact that he's confident gives you confidence that he can do that when he needs to, because there will be some matchups that will be favorable. I really think they're going to be able to establish the ground game with Trent Richardson. There will be the opportunity to spread the defense out and pick matchups that are advantageous, whether it be Cameron out of the slot, whether it be Devon Best in the slot, or if they can get some off coverage against Travis Benjamin. We've seen him do very well in that situation. So it's going to come. I like to hear that he's confident, and he should be confident. He had a great preseason. I know that the game against Indianapolis is the one that most people are focusing on, but the first 2 weeks looked pretty much flawless, and even in the Indianapolis game, he did not turn the ball over. So I like that Brandon Whedon's confident. He should be confident, and I think it will help this team get off to a fast start, because think about this. If the Browns' offense can look good throwing the football and moving the football the first 2 weeks, just wait and see what it's going to look like when you get Josh Gordon back.
Yeah, and with and without Josh Gordon, another key component to this, obviously, Jordan Cameron, and you talk about confidence. I see a guy there who definitely believes in himself as the starter, as the guy who is taking charge of this position. His body language says that. His language says that. His performance says that. It's about staying healthy. We know that. It's true for everybody, especially this guy. But I think this guy, we've said it time and again, is poised for a big season, and I think that opportunity begins for him on Sunday.
I couldn't agree any more, and it's a time to do that, to take ownership, to take the reins of this team, and that's what Brandon Williams has the opportunity to do here. And I think it's going to be a tight game. I really do. I think when you get down to it, two good defensive teams are going to play well, and it's going to come down to which team can make plays at the critical moments. And I like that Brandon Williams is confident. I look for him to get some plays in there and throw the ball up to a guy like Jordan Cameron in the red zone, who we just heard talking, and I think that's going to be one of the differences in this game.
By the way, Cleveland Browns tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Coming up, we are going to have a conversation with Paul Clark. He is the regional president for PNC Bank in Cleveland. We'll talk about this great partnership between the Browns and PNC Bank. And yours truly, Vic Carucci, broadcasting here, PNC Bank in Westlake, on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. The parking lot is filled with some people who are getting food, hot dogs, mini sandwiches, interactive games. Families are out here with kids. It's a beautiful day and a great opportunity to paint the town Browns. That is the theme, and we want you out here for that. And Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. We're going to talk the Browns talk to the top of the hour. Again, Paul Clark, our interview coming up next. Stick around for more of CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
First Energy Stadium has got to be one of the best atmospheres in the NFL.
It's electric, man. It's definitely electric.
And it is intercepted! Joe Hayden's got it!
Cleveland Browns tickets are available now. Don't miss the chance to get your seats and join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today.
He's to the 20, 15, cutback, 5, touchdown!
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on Road Handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Hurting a car? Call K&R. Kissling, Nestacone, Reddick. Ohio's accident attorneys at 1-800-HURT-NOW.
Buddy Palm, question number 2. Do your supervisors know how to communicate effectively and resolve conflict? ERC training will help your managers become leaders. Visit yourerc.com/train. That's yourerc.com/train.
Looking to give your kitchen, office, or man cave a facelift? Let the experts at 4B Wood Custom Cabinets help create your vision with you. Locally owned and operated in Seville, Ohio, 4B Wood has been building custom-made cabinetry of the finest quality for over 30 years using authentic, handcrafted techniques. 4B Wood provides solutions that will enhance any room. Visit their website today and see for yourself. The number 4, letter B, wood.com. The number 4, letter B, wood.com. For quality workmanship, for creative results, 4B Wood. Farmers Insurance and ESPN Cleveland are teaming up to host the NFL's Punt, Pass, and Kick. Sign up your child today for a chance to be named top in his or her class and move on to the sectional round. Competition is open to all children ages 6 through 15. Join Farmers Insurance for the NFL's Punt, Pass, and Kick Saturday, September 28th at Notre Dame College. The event will include entertainment for all ages, including games, prizes, food, inflatables, on-air personalities, and more. Register your child now at ESPNCleveland.com/PPK.
If your child is between the ages of 13 and 17 with ADHD, you will want to hear this message. North Coast Clinical Trials is currently recruiting participants for an ADHD research study of an investigational medication. Qualified study participants may receive study-related psychological evaluations and may also receive compensation for time and travel. Learn more by calling 216-514-1803. Call North Coast Clinical Trials at 216-514-1803.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you from PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. We've got a lot going on in the parking lot here. If you're driving by on Crocker Road, you see the activity, a lot of interactive stuff. There's food, there's drinks, there's fun, there's family. You see kids of all ages and adults who are enjoying themselves like kids as well. It is Paint the Town Browns theme, and people have been doing that, showing up in their Browns regalia, their Browns best. And a man who is very important in this whole process of making this happen is our great friend Paul Clark. He's the regional president of PNC Bank Cleveland. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. Great to be here.
Wonderful to have you. And let's start with this, because you're the presenting sponsor, PNC Bank is, of our Browns Radio Network, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and really a unique arrangement now with two stations involved, obviously ESPN 850 WKNR and then 92.3 The Fan CBS merging to do this. And really it's a one-of-a-kind setup in the National Football League and really, I think, in pro sports.
Yeah, thanks, Vic. We love being the partner of the Browns. We're the official bank of the Browns. And you know, the team at the Browns is a great team on the field and a great team off the field. And the team off the field has done a great job really to enhance the fan experience on game day. And part of that's the radio. And for us to be the sponsor of the radio programs have been just fabulous.
Yeah, and it's been a pleasure to be a part of it as well, because merging the many talents on both stations gives you a wide range of views and opinions about the team.
Can't miss us.
Yep. Yeah, it's
can't,
right.
And you can't miss the games. It's
you
been great.
You cannot. You're also the presenting sponsor, PNC Bank is, of the high school football radio show, which really airs right here on ESPN 850 WKNR, 7 a.m. It'll be on tomorrow morning. Tell us a little bit about that, Paul.
Well, our sponsorship is really rich, and it's broad and it's deep, and we've got lots of ways to activate, lots of ways for fans to get involved. We're able to provide some radio. We're able to provide game of the week. We're able to provide some debit cards, some banking products along the way. So, you know, all the features add up to just a great relationship with the Browns.
And you brought up a debit card here, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns debit card. People can come out here today at this event at PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road to sign up for their debit card. And talk about that.
Well, it's a great-looking card.
Yeah.
You know, to have our logo affixed on a card with the Cleveland Browns helmet logo is just a real treat. But it's a fabulous card, and it offers some discounts at the team shop and some great opportunities for game day tickets. And check it out. You'll like it.
Help define for folks, because people see sponsorships and, you know, various things, naming rights, you name it, with corporations like PNC Bank and others that get involved with sports teams. Give me a sense of the value. Why do companies like PNC Bank want to affiliate themselves with the Cleveland Browns and so forth?
It's the fan base. The fan base and our customer base are one and the same. And just as the Browns have the best fans in the NFL, we think we got the best customers in Cleveland, Ohio. So for us to be able to, you know, work with the Browns, partner with the Browns, the great team they've got on and off the field, engages us with customers in ways that we just can't do any other way. We activate it really. We've got a great team in the bank that works with the Browns to activate this partnership. And the activation just engages us in ways that are terrific. And our customers love it. Our employees love it. And you can see them out here today in Westlake. It's a great all-round experience for everybody.
And to paint the picture, folks, the regional president of PNC Bank Cleveland sitting here in his nice jacket and so forth, but he is sporting an orange Browns tie with Browns helmets on it.
And so no soup.
No soup. It's
still in good shape.
It's a clean, beautiful Browns tie, really, to accentuate what this is. Paint the town Browns Friday. Paul, thank you so much
Vic,
for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate
all
right. it all.
He is Paul Clark, and he is the regional president for PNC Bank in Cleveland. We are continuing with our broadcast from PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Vic Carucci here. Nathan Zagura is back in the studio in Berea, and we've got much more coming up on a Call Your Shot Friday. You can call us 216-578-0850 or tweet us at Browns_daily. We're going to go through the Browns schedule in this last segment, Nathan and I, and break down what we see ahead for this football team through these 16 games. So it's stick around for much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Who's the best dog ever? Only the best for Lord Puffington. Filet mignon for Dindin, Perrier and his water bowl. But paying full price for his pet medications? That's crazy. Discount Drug Mart carries all the pet meds he needs, from heartworm and flea to antibiotics and pain medications, all at super low prices. Drug Mart even has generic pet meds for as little as $1.99 per month. Discount Drug Mart saves you the pet med runaround. Isn't that right, Lord Puffington?
Arby's slices up the truth about freshness. The truth is, people only expect to find a bakery-quality croissant in a French bakery. But now you can get fluffy, flaky croissants at Arby's. Or should I say, Les Arby's? Try Arby's new California turkey croissant sandwich. Freshly sliced turkey topped with bacon and avocado spread. Or go with the pecan chicken salad, both on buttery croissants. At participating restaurants only for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Harry Buffalo is your official Monday Night Football headquarters all season long. Join the herd at Harry Buffalo and watch Monday Night Football with your favorite Cleveland football players every Monday night. Phil Taylor, Craig Robertson, Travis Benjamin, and more. Harry Buffalo, Monday Night Football kicks off September 9th. Go to harrybuffalo.com for your Monday Night Football Cleveland player schedule.
Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving. I know a little something about being a number one pick. And when it comes to Cleveland's number one pick for windows, it's got to be Window Nation. Take it from number two. Go with number one, Window Nation. Call them today or click windownation.com.
Vic Carucci from Cleveland Browns Daily with your daily Browns rundown driven by Liberty Ford. Brandon Whedon and the rest of the Browns passing game will face a revamped Dolphins secondary on Sunday. After finishing near the bottom of the NFL in pass defense last season while giving up many big plays, the Dolphins dumped their top three cornerbacks. Their best addition has been Pro Bowler Brent Grimes. Former Brown Dimitri Patterson, who joined Miami late last season, was impressive during the preseason. Rashad Jones and Chris Clemens are solid safeties, but the Browns could have success challenging the Dolphins' secondary depth.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees finance. And nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Vic Carucci with you from PNC Bank in Westlake, on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, my partner in crime, is at the studio in Berea and holding things down there. As we go through the remainder of the show, we want to do something that I normally don't do, but for the sake of the show, and Nathan, you thought this was a great idea, so I'm going to blame you. No, I think it's a good thing. We're going to play the schedule game. So let's play the schedule game here. On the Browns' regular season schedule and just run through these games and give our feeling as of today what we think about these games ahead. So we start with Sunday. Go ahead, buddy.
So this is our official prediction for the game, Miami Dolphins, Cleveland Browns, First Energy Stadium. I'm going with the Browns to win 20-17. The Dolphins, I don't think they have the firepower, even with our issues in the secondary. I think that the Browns defense will be able to hold them down. It will be a little bit of a slugfest. Trent Richardson doing the lion's share of the work in this one. 20-17 Browns as new kicker Billy Cundiff kicks the Browns to victory. 1-0 Cleveland.
Wow. That's pretty specific. I'm going to pick a Browns win for sure. I think they can win this game. I think it'll be close and competitive. I don't know about a score, what that will be. I think it does come down to forcing mistakes, capitalizing on those, the defense forcing mistakes by the Dolphins passing game, which I think is very possible, and if not probable. And then it's about Brandon Whedon's efficiency. He is the guy, I'll say it again and I'll keep saying it, who has to step up the most in an offense that will be depleted without Josh Gordon. And I'm putting it on his shoulders because that's what big-time quarterbacks have to do. And this is judgment time for Brandon Whedon. It begins in earnest Sundays.
There's also,
so he has to respond to that.
Also, one bit of good news. Will Davis, Jamar Taylor, both out, and those are cornerbacks for the Miami Dolphins. Dimitri Patterson now officially questionable, a late add to the injury report, kind of like Buster Screen. So this is a team that also is going to be a little bit depleted at cornerback. Brent Grimes coming off of that his surgery. So I think we're a little bit evened up there, and if anything, I think the Browns might have an advantage given that they have Joe Hayden, the best corner on the field.
I think there is a slight advantage to the Browns. There's still a question at the safety position, too. We'll see how Tashaun Gibson, how they respond with that. All right, we got to run through these other ones pretty quickly, so let's do it. Baltimore week two. What are you seeing, bro?
Unfortunately, that's going to be a loss.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on there. I don't think what we saw from Baltimore is any indication last night of what they're really about. It's their home opener. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. They'll be rested and ready. Minnesota, week three.
I'm going to say that's a win. I fear Christian Ponder not one little bit. I don't think that team had replaced Percy Harvin adequately. I think the Browns defense can keep Adrian Peterson under control. You get Josh Gordon back against the revamped secondary. That's a win, dog.
I've always thought it was a split with these two games, and this is the one where I'm giving the Browns the win.
Week, all right, 2-1.
Week number four, home game against the Bengals.
The Bengals, I think, are pretty darn good. I'd like to see the Browns pull an upset here, but I think it's going to go to the Bengals 2-2 after four games.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too. I think the Bengals, on paper, look like the best team in the AFC North right now to me, and I think they're going to be strong in so many ways, so I think this is going to be a close game, but I think it'll be a tough one for the Browns to try to win. Buffalo, Thursday night under the bright lights.
EJ Manuel going on the road in his first short week in the NFL. That's a win 3-2 after five games.
Yeah, I'm 3-2 with you. Wow. Yeah, I think they can beat the Bills, should beat the Bills, should have beaten them last year, going to beat them this year on Thursday night football. Detroit.
That's an interesting one, but I'm going to go ahead and go with a win here as well. I think that the Lions defense still susceptible. I think that we know what the Browns can do against that team. We saw a glimpse of that in the preseason, although that is not indicative of what's going to happen in the regular season. But I think that's a game, because it's outdoors, it takes a little bit away from the speed of the Detroit Lions, and I think that's a game that the Browns certainly can win. So I'm going to take a win there, 4-2 for me.
You got him at 4-2. I'm going to also take a W there, too. I think this
so
is
you got to go 4-2. Where are your pom-poms, Notorious?
I'm at 4-2. No, let's
keep going. Okay.
At Green Bay, that's
gonna,
a loss.
I'm going to take a loss there.
At Kansas City, I think that's a loss, too.
I'm going to go with a win. I think they're going to split one of the next two. I think they're either going to be able to beat the Ravens at home, or they're going to beat Kansas City on the road. So I'm going to go 1-2 during that stretch, which gets me to after week number 9, I have them at 5-4.
All right, I've got a win in the rematch with Baltimore.
All right, so you're
home.
We're at the same spot, 5-4.
Okay, bye week, and then at Cincy.
5-5.
I think they lose that there.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a tough one. Steelers at home, that's a
win.
Jacksonville at home, that's a
win. So 7-5 playing meaningful games in December again. Here it is.
At New England, that's a loss.
7-6.
Chicago, that's a loss.
7-7.
You're with, so you're agreeing with me.
I'm agreeing. I'm with you.
At Jets,
that's a win.
That's a dub.
That's 8-7 with a chance to beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh week 17, go 9-7, and perhaps claim the sixth seed in the AFC. So you're kind of agreeing with me. Now we go through the schedule game.
I'm losing. I got him down for a loss at Pittsburgh, though, in that last game.
All I'm saying is anything, if it truly holds to what you and I just laid out, Browns will be playing a meaningful game in this week 17, December 29th.
Yeah. That's how we feel right now. But again, let's.
I think you have a little bit of a pom pom with you now that you're out there on location.
I'm getting carried away because it is a paint the town Browns Friday, and I'm seeing all these people in their Browns regalia and having fun and smiling and dancing and laughing and eating food, and maybe I'm just getting a little carried away too with it. But
I don't think you are. I think when you look at the schedule, obviously it's not going to go exactly like we said. They're probably going to lose a game or two.
Of course, it's not going to go as we said.
You never know. It could. It's possible. It is possible.
Anything's
possible. They're going to steal a game or two as well. So I really think 8-8 is what we are looking at. I think 7-9 is if we fall a game short, and 9-7 if a ball bounces the right way somewhere down there. But if they can legitimately be, going into the final four games of the season, as you and I laid out here, with an opportunity to be, 7-5 going into those final four, get to 7-7 after week 15, beat the Jets, all of a sudden those last two games on the road are winnable games.
Yeah. Easy pom-pom.
I'm
easy on that one. Just
what do you mean? That's
easy.
Where you were. We just agreed. How can you call me pom-pom? Dino,
mine is, mine is done with perspective and rational, opinion. Yours is done, with cheering in mind. You're out of your chair. You're not even sitting down. You're standing.
This is unbelievable. But what, you got a camera in here?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Spy camera in the dog bowl.
It's the CBD studio spy cam. All right. Dave DiNatale,
yes.
Got some tweets for us, buddy. Our outstanding
producer.
So
8-8 is what you came out to. You had 8-7 going into week 17. That is all anybody I think should ask for.
That would be
unbelievable,
freaking believable.
And that
I'll
game
week it.
17 in Pittsburgh I'll would be it. Off the charts.
Yeah, it would be phenomenal.
Okay, so again, you're scoring at home. Vic 8-8. Nathan, what was yours?
He went 9-7.
9-7. Okay.
No, I said 8. No.
8-7 going into
Pittsburgh. 8-7. I have 8-7 going into week 17.
He said 11-5.
Unbelievable. We said the exact same thing, and I'm painted as a cheerleader, and you're painted as
You're the new guy.
Unbelievable.
I'm the grizzled veteran perspective guy. You're the new guy.
Hashtag hazing by my bro Montana, the notorious VIC.
All right, guys, on Twitter, @Browns_daily, calling your shot for Sunday. Jack McCurry @J_McCurry08. Browns beat Dolphins 34-20. Whedon throws two touchdowns. T. Rich runs in two touchdowns. Kruger and Sheeran have two sacks apiece.
I like
that. Aggressive. See, it's aggressive for me, but I don't mind it. I'm not afraid of it.
No. And I mean, he's hitting the right points. I don't know from scores. I just talk about what we think could happen, and he's hitting the themes of what this pass rush can do. This is really where this game is going to be decided, I think, is the mistakes that can be forced. If it's not a turnover per se, it's just throwing this guy, Ryan Tannehill, off his rhythm, just making him as uncomfortable as can be, making him feel it. And it's the crowd that can be part of this too. Get there early, be as loud as you can. You can affect this game in a big way.
Absolutely. Get there. We talked yesterday with team president Alex Shiner, the vice president of fan experience, Kevin Griffin. They have an enhanced stadium experience for you. Get there early, and they want to take the home field advantage back, and you all can help the Browns do that. Get loud on third down. He's on the road. This is a team that can get to the quarterback, help our team get to the quarterback, create confusion on the offensive line with the calls, with the adjustments. And let's go, Browns. It's time. It is finally here. The time for talk is over. The time for action is upon us. I can't wait, Notorious. It is going to be exciting, and I really hope to be speaking with you right here in the Dog Bowl Bria on Monday with the Browns sitting at 1-0, one game ahead of the Baltimore Ravens.
Dino, what else we got in the way of tweets?
Yeah, real quick, from Mike Hefner, calling for Browns victory 21-6. Scott Carter @CoachDogBone. Browns 27-23. Dolphins score late. Two-point conversion, no good. Go, Browns!
Wow. I love the scenarios. People really, really put a lot of thought into to those. All right, well, it has been a blast here to be at the PNC Bank in Westlake on Crocker Road, right across from Crocker Park. I encourage you to come on out because the festivities are going to go on here. Food is available, beverages available. Come on and enjoy and sign up for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns debit card. There's interactive games, football toss, all kinds of good stuff going on. It's a beautiful day, so spend the afternoon here. Nathan, enjoyed it with you, my brother, and we will be back in this. Well, we'll be back in the studio together on Monday. I want to thank Bernie Kosar for being on the show, Gerard Cherry for their contributions, Paul Clark for being here, and Felix Wright, former Browns defensive back, was also here on the show. So enjoyed that very much. Kevin Mack, by the way, will be out here at PNC Bank here in Westlake too to sign autographs, pose for pictures, former Browns running back. All right, for Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying we will talk to you on Monday. And have a great weekend, a victory Browns weekend.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Polar pop. Hey, hey. Pour yourself a, pour yourself a polar pop. Hey, hey. Pour yourself a polar pop.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
First Energy Stadium has got to be one of the best atmospheres in the NFL.
It's electric, man. It's definitely electric.
And it is intercepted! Joe Hayden's got it!
Cleveland Browns tickets are available now. Don't miss the chance to get your seats and join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today.
He's in the 20, 15, cutback, 5, touchdown!
Arby's slices up the truth about freshness. The truth is, people only expect to find a bakery-quality croissant in a French bakery. But now you can get fluffy, flaky croissants at Arby's. Or should I say, Les Arby's? Try Arby's new California turkey croissant sandwich. Freshly sliced turkey topped with bacon and avocado spread. Or go with the pecan chicken salad, both on buttery croissants. At participating restaurants only for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking Incredible Resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Come tackle a pint and catch the games this season at P.J. McIntyre's Irish Pub. Voted Cleveland's number one Irish pub, featuring the best live bands every weekend. P.J. McIntyre's at Cam's Corners in West Park.
Problem, you're sneezing, wheezing, it's dusty, yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's clean. It's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Available at Sal's Heating and Cooling. Call 440-582-4748 or salsheatandcool.com.
Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving. I know a little something about being a number one pick. And when it comes to Cleveland's number one pick for windows, it's got to be Window Nation. Take it from number two. Go with number one, Window Nation. Call them today or click windownation.com.
Schools around Ohio take their sports very seriously. A possible concussion is also something